1969. Bubblegum music wasn't quite as prevalent, but as always, some still lingered on. And the champs of the bubblegum scene during 1969 just had to be the Archies. And they took advantage of the television tube, as did a previous group, the Monkees, who capitalized on a zany show, and as did the Beatles, who, like the Archies, were put into cartoon form. Although the Archies were not actually the cartoon characters, since the show was based on the already popular comic strip, they did provide all the music for the show. Parker Brothers, or Milton Bradley, never made the charts. But 1969 had to be a game-playing year.
Oh, the game people play now.
A Joe South song told about how the American public had turned their life into playing one big game after another. No one, though, had a monopoly on game-playing. It seemed like everyone was doing it in 1969.
This is the dawning of the age.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1969.
Just rolling along. Big Wilson and Good Guy Radio, WPGC, and one of the big message songs of 1969. The Youngbloods. They appeared at the University of Maryland. People, get it together and just keep it together, brothers. Get together.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears that we will die.
Try to love one another right now.
guess the Lord must be in New York City.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll breathe free here in New York City. Say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way.
Must be in New York City. I guess the snowman must be in Washington, D.C. And the suburbs of Virginia and Maryland as well. 613, due for about a 4 to 8 inch accumulation. Low tonight in the upper 20s. Tomorrow's high around 35. Current temperature dropping, so is the barometer. 27 current temperature in town.
WPGC.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1969. Music became even heavier. It said more.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
And it meant more.
In the year 2520.
Cries to end the war reverberated throughout the land. Music echoed the call to turn swords into plowshares.
Come together right now.
The two heaviest groups in the charts were Creedence Clearwater Revival and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. A sudden return to the roots of rock and roll, pure gospel.
Oh, happy day.
A California group, the Edwin Hawkins Singers, came from, it seemed, like out of nowhere. And as the record gained popularity, the Edwin Hawkins Singers became the most sought-after backup group in the nation.
My name is Sue.
It was also the year that country and western star Johnny Cash recorded the year's biggest novelty hit. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1969.
Happy day,
when Jesus wore
Jesus
oh,
every day. Oh.